here. Now we'll start with the GAC meeting, which is later on today. That will be happening in at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Nairobi time, and that will be in the Lenana room. That's on the lower ground floor. If you're connected to the Adobe room for this meeting, Marika has put up the questions that we have prepared for this meeting, and the way we have suggested we could approach this was to have Bill, William Drake, who worked on the questions, prepared them, to have him read them out. If you've had a look at the questions, you'll find that you'll see that there's a lot there, and we only have an hour, so there's some doubt as to whether we can cover that full agenda in 1 hour. So we'll have to see how that goes. And my suggestion earlier on to Bill was that he just take it one question at a time and see what we have time to deal with. That has one of the complexities there for us has been that we put these questions to the GAC and we've not had an answer from them as to what they'd like to ask us. So it is difficult to prepare for the meeting in that respect. But let me open up for questions, comments on the questions that we have in front of us. Bill, do you want to say anything?
Yeah.
You've got a mic there.
Come on.
Yep, there we go. Hello, this is Bill. I blame Rafiq for the fact that I have to eat and talk at the same time. We were all very happily having our meal until he insisted that we start. The questions had a little preface saying, this is kind of a menu. We're trying to get a response out of the GAC. Here's a range of things we might be able to talk about, or if you'd like to suggest alternatives, etc. And we normally there's two issue areas. In this case, we put three because there's a number of pressing arenas that are worth exploring with the GAC. And we said that we can either do two of the three, or we can spend less time on each and just pick one or two points from each one. However you want to do it, and we got no response. So I guess the question really is, given that they have expressed no preferences or views on how we might approach this, it falls to us to decide what we might like to do. We don't actually have to go through each of those questions. If there's a couple of particular points that people on the council think we should especially take up with the GAC, then why don't we just focus on those? Since they haven't given any reason to do anything differently. So I don't know if people have the questions. They were sent to the council list.
Yeah, they're hard to read on that screen, but do people have them?
If people go to Adobe Connect, they can basically scroll through them themselves.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Glenn is telling me that they're on the agenda on the wiki.
Yes,
so
the wiki page for today, 7, and
also I guess the question is for all of you, do you have any preferences how we do this? Should we go through the whole list of questions, which could lead to the discussion not getting very far into the list? Should we pick out just a few points of particular interest to us? However we want to do it, since they've offered no alternative view, I think it's up to us to sort of set the agenda here, or at least to propose one, and see if that's okay with them.
Perhaps the first question is, do we all plan to attend? The way we've tried to organize this is to give priority to GAC and councillors at the table. I haven't seen the room yet, so but I imagine the GAC have a big room. And we will try and give priority to people here, and Chuck's raised his hand. So I'll come to you in a minute, Chuck, but just give priority to people here and from the GAC. So if everyone is intending to come, that would probably, I'm sure you are, and that would be good. And so, as I explained earlier, I'll be co-chairing the meeting with Bertrand de la Chapelle, because Yanis apparently cannot make the meeting. That's what I've been told. So we'll see. And if I co-chair the meeting with Bertrand, we plan to do it in French. Chuck?
Thanks, Stefan. Bill summarized our experience in trying to narrow down the agenda very well, because I did ask Giannis to see if they would pick some that really stand out. He didn't want to do that, I'm sure, because he was fearful of not being able to represent everyone on the GAC. I really support Bill's suggestion that we try to narrow down what we want to talk about with them. If they disagree, they can disagree. But if we don't, I think it's going to be a very unfruitful meeting, because there's way too much on in the list of questions that we have.
Thanks, Chuck. Jamie, you wanted to say something, but you've got your mouth full. So do you want me to?
Well, thank you. This is Jamie, and I have one consideration. I think that the third item is the most broad item, so it was left to the end, not to take too much time. But I think this is a tactical and not a strategical way of thinking, because I think these are the main concerns of mine, at least, are in this third item, the broadest. Mm-hmm. And I would like at least to touch them very, if it can be touched very briefly. I'm much concerned with ITU and this kind of thing, and I would like to hear from GAC what are their views and what they stand for and where they stand for.
Just to clarify, this is Bill, sorry. The order of the questions doesn't reflect any particular preference amongst them. It was just that the first two were more specific to intra-ICANN discussions that are ongoing, and the last one is pertaining to sort of the broader international political environment and some of the things that governments are doing elsewhere that impact on ICANN and which we generally don't talk about in ICANN. And it may well be that the governments are reluctant to talk about some of those issues inter alia, because some governments, the representatives in the GAC also participate in the ITU. Some governments, it's different, and it's different people. And there may not be adequate coordination between them. Teasing that out is in itself, I think, an interesting thing to do. but the point is, I'm keenly interested in those issues personally, and frankly, I don't know how much new we can hear about new GTLDs from the GAC. So I'm not in any way, I wasn't trying to suggest that those weren't important.
So perhaps just to pick up on Jamie and Chuck's points and following on from your explanations, Bill, the first thing we should try and do is to ascertain if we have two priorities out of the three questions amongst ourselves that we'd like to put forward. I'm hearing that the third point has some importance to certain council members, so you know, do we need to put that forward first? It would be good to have an order before we go into the room. Zahid.
Thank you. I would agree with the two comments made earlier, and Bill, this is we haven't spoken before, have we, about this? Because it seems like we're doing this often. Anyway, I completely agree. I think that the issue of the ITU and the CSTD and what happens with the IGF is important. And I think getting their views, the members of the GACS views on that would be important. If we don't want to deep dive into that issue, at least could we have a 5-minute, you know, sort of back and forth on that and get it started. And then maybe from there go into the AOC and then follow through with the new GTLDs at the end. This is just a suggestion, but definitely agree with the previous two comments.
So your suggestion is that we start with number 3, then go to number 1, and then finish with number 2. Is that correct?
I think it's 3-2-1. It's backwards because number 2 is AOC, and AOC has a linkage with the broad political aspects, and then you go into the more detailed aspect of the new GTLD launch. That's what I would have been suggesting.
My personal view would reverse the last two, obviously, because I'm more interested in new GTLDs, but I will, you know, whatever people want to do. But there's clear consensus that we go with 3 first, so that's one thing. What do others think about new GTLDs then next, or AOC, bearing in mind that we probably will run out of time before we cover all 3 topics? So, you know, the third topic, we run the risk of not covering that third topic. Please, Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf Norman speaking. I also would like to prefer to talk about the new GTLD because that's really a crucial issue from the timing point of view. And the SCAOC is just starting, and we are internally always discussing around, so I would really prefer to go that way.
Thank you very much. Mary?
I don't personally have any feelings either way as to whether 1 or 2 go first, but in accordance with what Wolf has been saying, the ANTRT will be still doing its work in Brussels, I imagine, because they're only going to start in April. So if we don't get to item or question 2 today, there's no reason why that could not be on the agenda for the GAC meeting in Brussels.
Yeah, that seems a very good point. Jamie?
We also should take account of GAC preference. I think they would prefer to go through GTLDs. First,
it's hard to take that preference into account, seeing they haven't answered any of our questions. But you may be right. So to summarize, Bill, do you want to say something?
Well, I'm just thinking, in light of what people have been saying, maybe we should just propose to put off the AOC discussion until Brussels, given that it is pretty preliminary. We don't really know how the review teams are going to work, and et cetera, et cetera. And the questions of what do you guys mean by public interest standards will certainly still be live then, and perhaps we'll be able to talk about them with greater clarity. So if we took 1 off the table, then we might avoid the risk of dilution and say, look, we're particularly interested in focusing on these 2 bits for a half hour each.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's proceed that way. I will try, if possible, it may not be possible, to give Bertrand a heads up that's what we're planning to do just before we start our hour, but because the GAC are in meetings all day, I may not be able to. So we're doing 3, 1, and 2, if there's time.
Maybe it's better to do 1 first. I'm sorry. I'm just wondering, because the third one is a little bit of a mind stretcher. This is Bill, sorry.
So you're saying
maybe we should start with new GTLDs because it's the conversation that you've been having with the GAC for a long time, and it'll be easier for them to come in on that and then lead it, get them warmed up a little bit, and then lead into the discussion of the broader aspects?
So you're all in agreement with me then that new GTLDs are the most important things?
A brilliant chair.
Okay, that was a joke for those people not in the room. So are we all in agreement? Then we go with 1, then 3, and then 2. Is that okay? Do people participating remotely want to comment? Chuck, do you have comments? Chuck,
I
can see it now. Sorry, I'm far away from the screen and I'm as blind as a bat. So.
Okay. That's okay.
Good. Okay. Any other points of discussion on the GAC meeting? Does anyone want to detail any of the questions that have been proposed? Yeah, is there a priority, for example, in if we take section one, yeah, that's useful. Thanks. So there's four bullet points there, clarifications from the questions from the GNSO. Is there a priority there for people, or do we just go 1, 2, 3, 4? Hearing no comments, I think we'll just give people time to... Rafiq, do you have comments? You wanted us to start early.
No, I didn't say anything, but maybe if related to what I raised yesterday, if the point three we can ask it, maybe the question three about the fee.
Mm-hmm. Stefan, can I clarify? Are you proposing that we read one question, try to get 5 minutes of conversation, read the next question, or read the questions as a block and then say, okay, you guys, go at it, what do you want to do?
I would prefer, I mean, for me, it would work better to do it one question at a time. No, you don't agree? Because I don't think, if you read the full load of questions, I've forgotten, you know, if I'm just listening to you, I've forgotten what the first question is when you read the last. And one thing I should have mentioned is that we have no control over this meeting. It's not our... We don't have authority over it. So we don't know how it's going to be organized. And one of the things that we don't know is if there's going to... if these questions are going to appear on the screens. So I'm unwilling to assume that the GAC members will have the questions in front of them. If they do, then I would have gone for, you know, the suggestion of reading them all and then opening that subject up. But if they don't, it might be difficult. Zahid.
Also, just to keep in mind, we don't want to give the impression that we're asking questions and we got them on the stand. So we're asking questions, we're getting answers. I think from previous experience, Stefan, it's been sort of a two-way. They may have their own questions as well. So maybe sort of introduction summary of a topic and say, well, these are our concerns. And then if you want at any point, we can go through them again. And that way, then, you know, it starts an interactive discussion as opposed to being us sort of putting them on a stand.
Bill, do you want to respond? I see Olga has her hand up as well.
The problem is we were thinking that we were going to be trying to start a dialogue with them before the fact. So we pose questions to them. They pose questions to us. From there, we arrive at an agreement what to talk about. They didn't reply, so we're left with questions to them. Obviously, if we go into the meeting and say, okay, here's our questions to you, then it sounds a little bit like we're interrogating them, and that's not the framing we want. So we can sort of refashion the questions as sort of topics instead of saying, you know, do GAC members have any remaining concerns? We can just say, are there any remaining concerns with regard to, you know, we could try to make them more neutral and not read like you know, we're asking you to tell us kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So you're saying that we should read the whole block, right?
I'm saying, in light of what Zahid said, which I think is a fair point, they're framed as questions to the GAC. Maybe that's the wrong style for the conduct of the meeting. Maybe we should sort of rephrase the question slightly as not sort of GAC, tell us what you think about this, but, you know, here's a topic. What does everybody have to say about it? You know.
Okay. Olga, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, thank you, Stefan. In the line of what Zahid said, I would suggest that you propose in general the general topics that you want to cover instead of going in too much detail, and then from there start to see which is the reaction and how much do they want to say. Perhaps they have their own points, and maybe you can find some order in reviewing them. That's my suggestion, to go in bullets, but in general first.
Olga, this is Bill. Concretely, what are you suggesting that we would do in presenting the questions? Are you saying we should we read the questions as they are, or amend them, or just sort of make a reference to them and say there's some general topics? What are you suggesting operationally that we do?
I would go for the last option. Go for general reference of general topics, and because we didn't have much time. And if you read them all, maybe it takes a long time, and then to see where to start and which are their comments. So I would make an outline at the beginning of the major topics and then go in details and hope, and also having some feedback from them, because they will have their own.
We hope.
Okay, Mary?
I was going to suggest something similar to what Olga's just said. And in that vein, would it be possible between now and 5 o'clock to ascertain whether or not there will be projection facilities?
For sure, I'll try, and Glenn's trying also.
Right. Okay.
But bear in mind that the GAC are working as well, so it may not be possible.
Right.
No promises.
And then, you know, regardless, it would be helpful if we did, but regardless, we could just take these headings in bold, and under each of the little Roman 1 through 4 just have something like EOI, single fee structure, as suggestions or guidelines for the conversation, instead of having the whole sentence or the whole question.
We're having a side discussion here with Bill, who's sitting next to me, for those not in the room. To be very honest, neither Bill nor I are clear with what Olga or Mary suggesting. Do you want Bill not to read the interim points, which makes it hard for him to express what we're saying? Zahid, you wanted to address that.
Let me try to take a stab at this. One of the things we could do is, I think both Olga and Mary make a very good point, and we could, you know, sort of harness both. Have on the projector a topic heading with some keywords, if you will, right? I think that's what Mary's trying to have keywords so that, you know, they can look at it in sort of fee structure. Okay, so that's something that we're going to discuss. But rather than read each and every question out under the topic, what we could do is have a 1 or 2 minute intro of what the GNSO, for instance, thinks about this. So the chair would do that, or somebody would do that. And then what you do is that as the discussion is moving ahead, you sort of put these talking points into the middle, intervening it into the discussion, rather than saying, okay, fine, so we've dealt with that, let's move on to the next point. And so it becomes sort of interactive with placing these in with resource people, it would be a wrong word, but individuals who could sort of come in and say, well, what do you think about fees?
I'm unclear about the feasibility of what you're suggesting. It means that we have to write bullet points between now and 5 o'clock, which is going to be difficult. It means that Bill, who's going to read the questions, only reads part of the questions, and I'm worried that we're getting away from clarity rather than towards it. But you know, we're happy to. I'm happy to do it whichever way you want to do it. But I couldn't commit to doing bullet points and making sure they are in line with the questions that we've planned for between now and this afternoon. Jamie, you wanted to comment.
In the line of what Zahid and Mary and I think Olga are suggesting, but coming to something that is feasible for you to present or and to do until, I think once the questions are kind of not rephrased and make it more general terms. But you have to keep the same issues that were brought up. But I think what Mary suggested is to add something about the EOI. Yes?
That's 4, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So. But it wasn't to add, we were trying to simplify and clarify, but I do recognize that without projection facilities and time, it would be difficult.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's kind of some, the bullets can have titles. I would say fees, EOI, and then just wording of a general question to kind of comprehension, but remain in the titles, the main titles. And this is and to read all of them at once. That's, I think, is the suggestion.
Okay, so we can go with reading all of them at once. I'm going to defer to Bill whether he feels confident in including titles between now and this afternoon.
I have a broader concern. Just it's not obvious to me with all the refashioning and so on that I should be doing anything here, because the way people are describing this, it seems to me like the person who's chairing the meeting is going to have to be like, you know, if we're going to like say, okay, let's talk about this, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, get some responses, okay, let's go to the next point, et cetera, and you're going to kind of reframe them, et cetera, that's not my role. I'm just a member of the council.
No, agreed. Yeah.
So I don't think I should be doing it then. I think if you or Bertrand want to just sort of lead people through the discussion and maybe kind of restate the question more generically, instead of saying, do GAC members have views about, just say, you know, let's talk for 5 minutes about whether there's any remaining concerns about geographic and intellectual property protections. Okay, 5 minutes, we move on to the next thing, boom, boom, boom. That makes more sense than having me, you know, kicking back to you as the chair to, you know, call time and move to the next thing. And so, I mean, I can just read the questions out and then sit back, and you can share, or you can read each question, reformat it as you like, and then lead the discussion at each point. I don't really care which it is.
I'm fine with what you're suggesting, actually. It does make sense. I'm happy to read out the questions or parts of the questions, try and summarize them, and in that way try and work with Bertrand to manage the time. I fully understand what you're saying. Olga.
I agree with Bill's suggestion, and I would suggest, when are you meeting with Bertrand? Just before the meeting or a little before?
No, there's no meeting actually planned between now and then. I'm going to try and see him, but there's no guarantee that I can.
If you have a moment with him, maybe you can exchange some bullet points about which are the issues that are important for them, and maybe you can align and organize somehow the dialogue so you don't lose time. But if you have the chance to meet with Bertrand before, if not, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've talked to him since getting to Nairobi about this, and the main point of consensus we have is that we'll do it in French.
That's good.
Okay, so we'll work through it that way. Then I will handle the questions with Bertrand. I'll try and see him beforehand. We'll try and take it that way, and just open up the discussion and then sit back and let you guys and the GAC members go through the discussion and then just be timekeepers, basically. I'm sure Bertrand will probably want to have a more active role, but I'm quite happy to do it that way.
That's a good bet.
Okay with everybody. So in that case, I suggest we move on to the CCNSO stuff. Is there any other points that people want to make on the GAC stuff?
I'll just add one last. I don't know how comfortable you are with the third block of points. If you're, when I posed these, some people said to me, kind of, I don't really follow what's going on in the ITU so much. Just to say that if you need to have anything clarified, you can always just kick it to me for a second to say.
Yeah, thanks. I will actually rely on everybody's support. I mean, I know what the ITU is and what it's trying to do, but I'll try not to phrase things that way. Okay, so the CCNSO, I actually don't have the questions in front of me, but they're being put up by Marika on the Adobe now. Olga, would you mind just speaking to what you'd planned for this lunch? I have followed it from afar. I know you discussed it with Chris Despain, the chair of the CCNSO.
There is an email exchange that I cannot open right now, but Chuck and myself made an email exchange with Chris proposing some issues that I have to find the email. Give me a minute that I'll look for it.
That's fine. Chuck, do you want to say something?
Thank you, Stefan. I sent another email to Chris yesterday requesting that his response, because he had suggested that he may have an item or two to add to the agenda. I'm still catching up on my email, but I don't see anything from Chris in that regard this morning. So right now, I think we just have to go with the two agenda items that have been proposed, which I assume everyone knows, one of them being the AOC and some common concerns that both the CCNSO and the GNSO have with regard to the way that process was handled. And then secondly, the one jig topic. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Edmund has submitted the paragraph that he committed to submit to introduce the topic from the jig on display of who is record with regard to IDN. So I don't know whether he's going to do that before tomorrow or what, but I did send him a reminder on that a couple days ago. So that's where we're at. I think, Stefan, what we just have to do is right now assume the two topics and then understand that Chris or someone else from the CCNSO may want to raise another topic.
I found the email with the topics. If you want me, I can read them.
Yeah, please go ahead. We have the topics. I don't know if it's the same, but we have the topics in the Adobe in front of us. But please go ahead, Olga.
Okay. Let me check if they're the same. It's first the affirmation of commitment revision team process, and the second one topic from the JIG, what will be requested and publicly displayed in IANA, who is for IDN TLDs. It's in brackets. Edmund will provide an intro statement for this. This is an email from 18th of February. I think that Chris agreed with this and said that he had nothing to add, but maybe Chuck, you recall this better than myself.
He did send me an email 3 or 4 days ago saying that he may have something to add, but he has yet to provide that. He didn't respond to the email I sent yesterday reminding him of that. So right now, this is what we have. Let's work with that and see what we want, you know, kind of gear our heads towards how we want to talk about these items.
Yeah, and Olga sent an email as well yesterday to Chris. I replied to that. He hasn't responded yet. So I haven't seen him. I don't even know if he's here. I suppose he is, but I haven't seen him yet. So I'll try and get to see him before Monday and have a quick chat. I'm not as worried about this as I would be about the GAC, because generally speaking, when you put Chris in the room, he'll you know, fill it. So I'm sure he may veer off those two points of discussion. The only point of worry that I would have is what you mentioned, Chuck. I don't know that I have not heard from Edmund. I don't know that he's planning to even attend remotely. I don't feel qualified to. I mean, I can ask the question. The question's easy enough, but I don't feel qualified to actually work on the jig itself. And I suppose there'll be jig members from the CCNSO side in the room. So Edmund there would be a great help. I don't know if he's planning to attend or not. It would be nice to know that. Chuck?
Yeah, you raise a very good point there. The jig topic on the who is display is somewhat technical in nature, and without someone there to properly introduce it, it might be a difficult topic to discuss. Now, maybe somebody from the CCNSO can address it, but if they aren't able to, I think this is going to be a tough topic to discuss. And unfortunately, Edmund hasn't responded to my latest reminder, so I don't know what to tell you there. You may want to start off that topic by asking whether or not there's anyone that's on the JIG that can talk about that. Or maybe if we don't have an introduction, we drop this topic. Maybe we should talk about that because it's left us in kind of an awkward situation.
Well, let me ask this. Do you think that I should, or you or Olga, send an email to Chris asking him what his thoughts are on this and if someone from the CCNSO side is ready to talk about this?
That's a good idea.
Okay, do you want me to do that?
Stefan, I think it's a good idea, Stefan. Is someone else in the GNSO working in the JIG? I don't recall.
I'm on the JIG, but nothing's happened so far. So,
okay.
You know, this is very technical. I just don't want to, get it wrong. Rafiq, are you on the JIG? You are, yeah.
But there is no any update in that, and we will meet in this Thursday.
Yeah, the JIG's meeting after this meeting, after this lunch with the CCNSO. Andre, are you technically minded for this?
Yeah, I keep track on this, but there is no new updates. There is a lot of going on around the international who is in the general, but on the topic it's the same, just a little bit different things. So.
But is it something...
I just sent a Skype message to Edmund, see if he can remotely participate and what he thinks about it.
Okay, thanks, that's helpful. But is that something that you feel comfortable with speaking on during the lunch, if it comes to that?
Yeah.
Great.
If it comes to that, yes.
Okay, so we have a semblance of a plan then. So I will... I will send that email to Chris and see if he responds. You and Chuck, Andre and Chuck, have both tried to contact Edmund, so you know if he responds there, we might have an inkling of what he's planning to do, and we'll take it from there. The first topic, I think, is one of general discussion. I don't see any problems there, so that should be okay. Any other discussion, business or points of discussion that people want to raise? Everybody happy? Good. So we can possibly break early. And the next items on our GNSO agenda are the work prioritization model group at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 3:30. Olga, will you be available to chair that?
Yes, I will.
Great, that's very useful. Thanks very much for that. And that, for those of us here, the meetings are all happening in Impala today in the room you're in now. We'll then have the OSC meeting that from 15:30 to 16:45, and that will be chaired by Ron Andruff, who I've seen. I know he's here. And then we'll go into the GAC meeting. So if there's no other business, thanks very much, and we'll see you soon in this room.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Chuck. And speak to you soon. Operator, the meeting is now closed.